Shanim Kedmoniyot. There's a halachot that applied this year, being that Shavuot is on Motzei Shabbat. That means we go straight in from Shabbat into the Kedushav Yom Tov. There's a halacha that says it's forbidden to prepare from Shabbat to the next day. Therefore, it would be forbidden to make preparations for Shavuot on Shabbat day itself. As an example, it would be forbidden for the lady to set the table on Shabbat for Motzei Shabbat. In the afternoon, let's say, 5 o'clock, she has nothing to do, so she wants to make the table nice, put out the plates and the cups and the cutlery. The Motzei Shabbat, she thinks she's doing a mitzvah. She's preparing for the holiday. However, it's avon, because that's considered hachana. You cannot prepare from Shabbat to Yom Tov. She has to wait until Yom Tov is over. Yom Tov is over, let's say, in New York this year, Tafshin Ayin He, at 8:56. So 8:56, she would say, Baruch HaMavdil, Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. And then she'd be able to make the preparations. Furthermore, it would be forbidden, for an example, on Shabbat in the Bet Knesset, to move the Sefer Torah to the Parashiyot for Shavuot. You can only move the Parashiyot once Shavuot starts. For example, Motzei Shabbat, once it's Shavuot, you can start moving the Sefarim around. But on Shabbat, to move the Sefer for tomorrow is also considered Hakana. However, let's say a person says he wants to go to sleep on Shabbat, so he has strength in order to stay up on the night of Shavuot. Is that considered also preparation? Well, he's making hachana. So Hakam Avadiyah holds it's permissible, so long as you don't say it expressly. You don't verbalize it. But you don't say, oh, I'm going to sleep so I can stay up the whole night tonight. You want to sleep on Shabbat because it's Shabbat. Furthermore, it would be permissible for a person to, let's say, put on Bigdei Yom Tov. He wants to wear a special suit. He can already put it on Shabbat, even though he's going to wear that suit for Shavuot, because he's wearing it on Shabbat as well, like about Shabbat. Furthermore, if a lady, let's say, has some food that's in the freezer, she would be allowed to take it out of the freezer on Shabbat, in order that it can thaw out, so it can be used for the night of Shavuot. For that matter, it would also be permissible for a person who wants to go to the mikveh on Shabbat itself, in order to prepare for Shavuot. Such preparations are permissible as well. Now, whatever preparation is asur for the person to do, it's asur for him to tell a goy to do these preparations as well. Of course, being that Shavuot, we're going into a 3-day holiday, one should prepare tomorrow already a ner that's an existing flame, in order that if they need to use a flame on Yom Tov, they'll have where to take it from. Once already Shabbat comes tomorrow, you cannot make any more flames, only from an existing flame. So therefore the advice is, one should set up already an existing flame that lasts for a few days, in order that whenever he needs to make a fire, he'll be able to go to the existing flame. Last but not least, that a person has to make sure that he has enough lechem mishneh for all the meals. Means he needs for Friday night, Shabbat morning, Shabbat afternoon, Seudah Shlishit, Shabbat night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning. So he needs for 7 meals. So he needs 14 breads if he's eating all the meals at home. So I have to make sure they prepare, that they have at least 14 halot that are shelemim.